Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
My name is Bolt. Lightning Bolt.
Is he a bird or a plane? Oh no, it's Lightning Bolt. Talking about the record breaker from Jamaica. Brother Carl Lightning Bolt, tell the rest of the world I'll see you later.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com. And after a little hiatus due to the triumvirates of Moving House, Jamaica 50 celebrations, and the London Olympics all getting in the way and taking up my time, I'm picking up the baton once more and sprinting down the home straight to deliver you another hour of fine Jamaican music. But sadly, since I last put one of these shows together, reports have come through of another couple of 1970s reggae legends having unexpectedly passed on. And so alongside some new releases and old favourites, today's show will also be including small tributes to both Rankin Trevor and Ozzie Hibbert. And so we're going to kick off with them both featuring on this opening tune, which was produced by Ozzie and features Trevor on the mic, bringing his distinctive DJ style over the top of a solid Sly and Robbie rhythm in One Man Ranch. Taken from a 12-inch on the Lord Coos label, that was Rankin Trevor with One Man Ranch, which was the second half of the A-side, and was a counterpoint to Pat Kelly's It's a Good Day. And that was produced by Ozzie Hibbert and released in 1979. But sadly, this summer, both Ozzy and Trevor have passed away, and so I'll be giving a brief rundown of their respective careers and playing a couple more of their tunes later on in the show.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, Tim, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
But first up, I've got some good news too, because this summer has also seen the publication of Reggae Going International, aka the Bunny Stryker Lee story, which is 200 pages enclosed in a hardback cover of memories and photos of Bunny's glory years back in the 60s and 70s, when he was one of the greatest and most prolific reggae producers. And told in his own words and idiosyncratic style, the book contains many great little nuggets of inside information from those times, of how a youth from Greenwich Farm grew up to be a promoter for the likes of Sir Coxon Dodd and Duke Reed, before being given the opportunity to start running his own recording sessions in 1967, and how over the next 10 years he worked with Premier League artists like Delroy Wilson, John Holt, Cornell Campbell, Johnny Clark, Pat Kelly and Slim Smith, and released hits of the caliber of Better Must Come, Stick By Me, The Mighty Gorgon, None Shall Escape the Judgment, How Long Will It Take, and My Conversation. And with a roster of artists and tunes of that quality, Bunny proved himself to have a cultured ear for fine music that spanned sweet rocksteady, early reggae and roots rockers. And so, taking a tune from that middle category, is Bunny's favourite singer of them all, Slim Smith, with Turning Point.
Here comes the musical hitmaker from Jamaica, tall and handy, sweet like candy.
I'm a man, I am. No, not a boy. God made me human and not a toy. Then my love went wrong and my heart got hurt. Now I stand alone at the turning point, at the turning point, the turning point of my life, of my life. I'm just a mortal being, just like everyone. To my mother and father, Lord, I'm just a son who loves someone that I can't forget. It's too late, I know, so I live in regret. At the turning point, the turning point of my life, ooh, of my life. Turning point of my life. And when
Keith Slim Smith there with Turning Point, which was produced by Bunny Lee and released on his Jackpot label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1972. And that was a cover version of a wonderful soul tune by Jimmy Holiday. But as always, Slim was able to bring his own aching interpretation to it. And if you enjoyed that, then you'll be pleased to hear that it's just seen reissue on 7-inch vinyl via the Pressure Sands label, and which you can now pick up direct from their website at www.pressure.co.uk, along with three more Bunny Stryker Lee productions. And don't forget to also check out his new book, Reggae Going International, which is published by Jamaican Recordings and is out now in all good bookshops.
Ice Irie.
Now, earlier this year in the House of Reggae, you'll know that I did an acoustic special. And, well, it's not like me to be at the cutting edge of new trends, but acoustic reggae seems to be a popular genre right at this moment, as since that show, both Clinton Fearon and Taurus Riley have released full-length acoustic-style albums. And then just in the last few weeks, two brand new acoustic rhythms have been released, with one of King Jammy's offspring, Jam 2, releasing a soul acoustic rhythm, with the likes of Sizzler, Egyptian and Cargo on top of it. And then the producer Shurkan of Tiger Records has released a Dutty Foot Rhythm, where he plays a beautiful plaintive acoustic accompaniment to heartfelt performances by the likes of Diana Rutherford, Terry Ganzi and Norris Mann. But my favourite of that bunch comes from Anthony Martin, aka Spanish Town's own Luton Fire, who delivers yet another conscious classic in What a La La.
What a la la. What a la la. What a bang bang bae. In ya tonight. Oh. Oh. What a la la. What a bang bang in ya tonight. La la. Oh, oh, what a la la, what a ye bang bang bae, eh? In ya tonight, in ya tonight. Oh, what a la la, hey, what a bang bang in ya tonight. Oh. Some will say, Rasta, your God is dead. How can the body function without dead? Some will say, Rasta, you're not gone away. Some say we got 40 leg in a weed. Some a call we picky picky dread. But whoa, what a la la. What a ye bang bang bae in ya tonight,
in ya tonight, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a la la, what a bang bang in ya tonight, la la,
la la la.
Talented man, waste no time, I'm always on the grind. No, 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 no,
no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no.
Waste no time. No more, hey, Mr. Brown. Morning or evening. No, hey, Mr. Brown. Morning or evening. Mama, can the bucket go a riverside? The bucket bottom drop down a dirty. Poor soul mama, fingernail broke off, chewed the bad pan rusty. Out in the field, papa plant the corn. Old nigga cares a labor. Them come and them a ready barn. Take it all and gone. No, 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 no. What a la la, what a ye bang bang bae.
Such a nice vibe on that tune, as that was Luton Fire with What a La La, which was released in July this year on Tiger Records, along with several more on that rhythm, which they've titled the Dutty Foot Rhythm, and which is available now for download from all the usual places. So why not?
Check it out. Check it out.
And we're going to stay in Jamaica in 2012 for one more tune, as just in the last year or so, the keyboard player Philip Winter James has featured on albums like Busy Signal's Reggae Music Again and Damian Marley and Naz's Distant Relatives. Bertie has now stepped out from behind his keys to set up his own label and produce what he's calling the Rootsman Rhythm, which, as you might expect, has a nice keyboard line in it. And bringing on board some of the hottest new talent on the island, it's promising to be one of the rhythms of the year. And so let's have a little taste of it now, as this is the ever eloquent Jesse Royal with Modern Day Judas.
Now in comes the musical thing from the King's offspring, Jesse Royal.
Redeemer, full of culture, yeah.
Some people you're right. And them still choose to show you hate. Sure. Run them out of your yard. From them I play back young. I them a backbiters. Hypocritical to sideless. We call them modern day Judas. The spreaders of rumors. Oh, them a backbiters. Hypocritical to sideless. We call them modern day Judas. Spreaders of rumors. Hey, hey, so why should I be afraid of you when you bleed just like I do? The more you try fight, judge your light keeps shining through. So I've got no time for you, cause in my view you wanna step in on my shoe. You wish you never leave a loo and feel so damn confused. How every day you wake you ache because you know you're fake, and every step you take I bring you closer to your grave. But I am like a column when I easily shake. Me certain say I feel me none of who no can take. We guided by the monster defender of the faith. Yes, ordained to be great. Oh, them a backbiters. Hypocritical to sideless. We call them modern day Judas. The spreaders of rumors. Oh, them a backbiters. Hypocritical to sideless. We call them modern day Judas. Spreaders of rumors. But your teeth and tongue gonna let you down. Reward for your words shall be profound. Oh, screw all you want, but go loo and drown. Me slew you like Goliath with a stone from a crown. Not even the dog that be set on the wall of Babylon shall escape in this time. So word to the wise, choose the right side. And don't you be hindered by your foolish pride. I said no weapon formed against Zion and I shall prosper, prosper. So tell me some force ripe and maga dog disrespect and face disaster. Cause them a backbiters. Hypocritical to sideless. We call them modern day Judas. Spreaders of rumors. Oh, them a backbiters. Hypocritical to sideless. We call them modern day Judas.
A great new tune from one of the hottest new root singers out of Jamaica, as that was Jesse Royal with Modern Day Judas, which was produced by Winter James on his Rootsman Rhythm, and which is due for release very soon on Download, and also features other cuts by the likes of Ibamar and Taurus Riley. So, once again, why not?
Check it out!
But now, going back to the top of the show, we're going to pay our respects to Rankin Trevor, who died in a horrific traffic accident on Jamaica's unforgiving roads in the early hours of the 7th of August. And born Trevor Grant in 1960 in the musical hotbed of Waterhouse in West Kingston, he first picked up a microphone as a child, and at the age of 13 made his sound system debut on a small local sound called Gold Soul. And the following year he was spotted by King Attorney and moved across to their bigger setup, where in 1975, when King Tubby's retired his hometown hi-fi, he was joined by the legendary U-Roy, and the 15-year-old was able to learn at close hand all the tricks of the DJ trade. And this paid off, as he was soon being invited along to the Channel 1 studio to add his rhymes to the brand new 12-inch format, as he can be heard on two of the earliest 12-inch records to be released in Jamaica, of both the Jay's versions of Truly and Queen Majesty. And this promising start led to further singles like Caveman Skank and three-piece chicken and chips, his finger-licking inspired answer tune to Trinity's three-piece suit. And these proved so popular that he was signed up to the Virgin label for his debut LP, titled In Fine Style, in 1978. But for me, it's always a joy to hear a DJ of Rankin Trevor's capability on a 12-inch record, where his ability to ride a rhythm with flowing rhymes elevates a record and just makes you want to shake your hips, as he demonstrates here by mingling old Jamaican proverbs with roots lyrics and dancehall exclamations, as this is a 12-inch version of Al Campbell's Have a Little Love.
Wonderful stuff.
and the 12-inch disco mix of the late 1970s truly is a wonder to behold, and was made possible due to the talent of DJs like Rankin Trevor, as you heard him featured there on Al Campbell's Have a Little Love, which was released in 1979 on the KG Imperial label in the UK. But as the next decade progressed and another new generation of DJs took over, Trevor's opportunities to record began to recede, but he was always held in very high regard by those who followed, who regularly cited him as an inspiration. And Trevor remained involved in the music business, and in recent years has started to perform and record once again, and was returning home from a dance in the early hours of the 7th of August, when he was knocked off his motorbike and died at the scene. And Jamaica lost one of its great entertainers. And so, moving on to our second tribute today. And it was while travelling home from a concert in New York on the 1st of July this year that Ozzie Hibbert suffered a heart attack and died. And aged 61 years old, Ozzie had had a great career in reggae music that so often went unsung. But his legacy is there for all to see, as he grew up in Jonestown in Kingston, and by his late teens he was playing keyboards in local bands, and was soon able to transfer that experience into the recording studio, with sessions for the likes of Bunny Lee, Sonia Pottinger and Sir Coxon Dodd. But he admits his big breakthrough came in 1972, when he sat in on a session alongside the Soul Syndicate Band, and a motorbike, for producer Keith Hudson and a DJ Big Youth. And while the bass rumbled and youth exclaimed loudly, Ozzie Hibbert provided the intermittent, but also important, keyboard shuffle in S90 Skank.
Yeah, Lion, you.
Zion.
What are you doing?
I'm on a hook, yeah, you know.
I'm on a go boss, you know.
Right now, with him whole life.
With him wild. With him wild.
Right. Right on. I hear it. But don't you write like lightning? This man is to write like lightning and you crash like thunder. So come on down along the way, now the song a little ways I would play. But gosh, cause some are coming down, the song a little ways I would read the baby, yo. Wow, baby! Come put your baby, baby. People, hey. I keep on you a whole lot of say. See, keep on say. I beg your pardon, what did you say? But see, you don't say. Cause if you talk like that, I said if you say so. So all I'm bold until you got to give me so. I tell you, da wah wah, live it up, da wah wah wah, da wah wah wah, live it up, da wah wah wah, live it up, live it up, da wah wah rock. The song called the Jawa Rappers, I would play. You got to live with them for long. The week is I would be legit. Wow, baby! Oh, God. Goodness gracious! Good dash! The songs I would say. The real cool musical disco for day. Musical disses, I would say. They're coming down along the song as I would play. Yeah!
The seminal S90 Skank, which was produced by Keith Hudson and released on his Mafia label back in 1972, and has since featured on numerous compilations. As this tune not only launched Big Youth's career, but for keyboardist Ozzie Hibbert, his organ stabs within that record also launched him into the consciousness of the record producers on the island. And by the middle of the decade, he'd become part of the Revolutionaries band at the Channel 1 studio on 29 Maxfield Avenue, where not only can he be heard on legendary albums like the Mighty Diamonds' Right Time and Dillinger's CB200, but he was also given the opportunity to arrange, produce and mix his own recordings. And he did this in fine style, as in the second half of the 1970s, Ozzy set up his own record labels like Earthquake, Mash It and Ozzy Sounds, and produced and released a series of quality recordings, with long-playing albums like Gregory Isaacs' Mr. Isaacs and Freddie Mackay's Creation, as well as popular singles like Cornell Campbell's Mash You Down and Dillinger's Cocaine in My Brain. And he even hit the pop charts in the UK when Errol Dunkley went top 20 in 1979 with OK Fred. But the one I'm picking out for you now is one of my all-time favourite tunes from the illustrious back catalogue of the Crown Prince of Reggae, as it's time to whip them ja. Whip them ja, whip them ja.
Cause them brother them a drop out, and them no know to come over. Only Drake can come over. Babylon can't get over. No, so whip them, ja 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 ja, whip them, Lord. Whip them, ja 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 ja, whip them. Whip them, ja 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 ja, whip them, Lord. Whip them, ja 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 ja, whip them. The tree them a treat it, and the locks them a wax it. Babylon them no like it, and the darker them love it. And now the weaker them a scatter, and the dread them a scatter. Cause the dread them no better. Jaja live forever. Yes. Whip them, ja 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 ja, whip them, Lord. Whip them, ja 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 ja, whip them. Whip them, ja 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 ja, whip them, Lord. Whip them, ja 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 ja, whip them. Only Drake can come over. Babylon can't get over. No.
Dennis Brown there with Whip Them Ja, which was produced by Ozzy Hibbert and released on his Earthquake label in Jamaica and the Hawkeye label here in the UK in 1976, and can also be found on one of Dennis's greatest albums, Wolf and Leopards. And so I'll be playing another of my all-time favourite Ozzy Hibbert produced tunes later on in the show. But first up, the rhythm behind Whip Them Ja is going to inspire my next selection, as it is based on the bassline from the single Pick Up the Pieces, which was first recorded at Studio One in the early 70s by The Royals. But although Sir Coxon himself ran the session, he never released it at the time, and it sat in the Studio One vaults. So the group ended up financing their own recording session and re-recorded the tune and released it on their own Wambeezy label in 1975. And this version proved popular enough for Coxon to go back into his own archives and release the original recording as well. And it's a bass line from the Studio One session, which was played by Leroy Sibbles, which has gone on to be version galore by a wide range of producers down the years. And so I've picked out a few choice cuts for you here today. And remember, it's all in the bass line. So let's step back to 13 Brentford Road and hear how Leroy played it originally, as this is The Royals with Pick Up the Pieces.
Right now, I'm gonna go show you how to operate, right? Watch the bass now. This is your number one station, your official station. You know, do it.
Style. love sister Caroline, she's going down. Love sister Caroline, she's going down. Love sister Caroline, she's going down.
Every beat out of your skirt, and when you rub off every ear off of your floor, Rub, sister, rub it for me big chop, Rub, sister, rub it for me big chop, Rub, sister, rub it for me big chop, when you rub out every ear off of your floor, Rub, sister, come and make your trunks with jam, Come, sister, come and make your trunks with jam, Come here, sister, come and feel of it. Come here, sister, come on and feel of it. Hey, come here, sister, come on and feel of it. Yeah, come on, I really love you soon. When that you gotta know, keep on coming to my door. I really love you soon, but I think they got to be really long. Say, come, sister, come on, make we love it. Come here, say, come on, sister, come on, say we love it. Good, Roma, sister, come on, make you love it. Rum, sister, come on, make you love it. Good, I'm going to rub out the video off on your phone. I'm going to rub out a bit here up on your front. Come, sister, come on, make your trunks with jama. Come, sister, come on, make your trunks with jama. Rub out a bit here up on your front. Rub, sister, rub it for me big chunk, babe. Rub, sister, rub it for me big chunk, babe. Rub, sister, rub it for me big chunk, babe. The right time come on, that a summer day ma come. See right time come, cause that a summer day ma come. Cause this a little girl and she a come feel on me some. Ma going rub off every ear off on your throne. Cause going rub off every ear off on your throne.
Love sister Caroline, she's all of me. Love sister Caroline, she's all with Tom. Love sister Caroline.
Well, there you go, a varied selection of tunes, all featuring roughly the same bass line. As first up, you heard the original Pick Up the Pieces by the Royals, which they recorded at Studio One and was released on 7-inch on a Studio One label and can now be found on the Soul Jazz compilation Studio One Groups. And then following that was Tapazuki with Pick Up the Rockers, which came out on his own Stars label in 1976 and also featured on his MPLA album on the Virgin label. And then we heard the great Barrington Levy with Love Sister Carol, taken from his 1980 released Robin Hood album on the Greensleeves label. And from the same year was Rankin Joe with Rub Sister Rub It from his Saturday Night's Jam Down Style album. And finally, this is a Scientist mixed dub version from his Heavyweight Dub Champion album.
This station rules the nation with version.
But now we're going to come back up to the present day. And quite a long javelin throw from Jamaica across the Caribbean Sea is the island of Trinidad, who have just seen their 19-year-old native son, Keshawn Walcott, win the Olympic gold medal. And also based on that island is the record label Jah Light Records, which last year released a wonderful Passover rhythm, which I played back on show number 115. And, well, they've continued their release schedule since then with more roots rhythms, like The Final Chapter, which came out in April, and now in August they've released a debut EP from the Trinidadian King Solomon, which I've certainly been enjoying, and includes such highlights as this one, which is called Jah Light.
Been suspected, I'm being unfaithful to you. In your heart there's fear, the things that you hear, girl, it's simply not true. Oh no, why must they be so cruel? Oh no, forgive them for the things that they do. So they talk and spread their dirty rumors, and they just don't realize that my oaths, my love, the vows that I took were in the full view of the eyes of Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, in the full view of the eyes of Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, no compromise in Jah Light, whatever the Father. The Father put together in Jah Light. Let no man put asunder. No, no. Let no man put asunder. Jah Light is shining bright.
The love that we share is beyond compare. You should know the man that you've got. From the word of God, we build our love, no one's gossip from what is not. Oh no, why must they be so rude? Oh no, lies to them is just like food. So they talk and they spread their dirty rumors, and they just don't realize that my oaths, my love, the vows that I took were in the full view of the eyes of Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, in the full view of the eyes of Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, no compromise in Jah Light, whatever the Father put together in Jah Light. Let no man put asunder. Them try them wobi and them try them necromancy. Them trying them best just to separate we. But them can't take you away from me. We guided and protected by the Almighty. Guided and protected by the Almighty. Guided and protected by the Almighty. I am the King, yes, the King Solomon. And it's about time I'm treated like one. You are my queen, come for bright up the scene. The love of my life, if you know what I mean. No idle gossip could ever come between. This love is blessed and guided by the supreme being. Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, in the full view of the eyes of Jah Light. Jah Light, Jah Light, Jah Light, with no compromise in Jah Light.
All the way from Trinidad, that was King Solomon with Jar Light, and which can now be found for download from all the usual places on his debut EP titled Worthy to be Praised on the Jar Light label.
Rastafari.
But now from new releases to new reissues, and this next one was originally released in 1976 and produced by Pat Scabba Sutherland, who ran both the On Top and War labels, and it features ex-tenor Ronnie Davis, who at that time was also recording a series of quality roots singles for the likes of Bunny Lee and Lloyd Campbell. But he was most prolific with Sutherland, and probably their most treasured release was Beware of Evil Men, thanks to its atmospheric organ line and sensitive vocals, and which the producer has just reissued on 7-inch vinyl, and which goes a little something like this.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, tonight we know for lands with Jesus Christ, on this new revealing sun. The first man to avoid the world, myself, while it's last at the first. Rastafari.
Beware of evil men, destruction on their mind, but they can't conquer us. Slave masters in their glory, brainwashed in their story, but my brethren ain't no fool no more, no more, yeah. This is the time when every man got to stand for each and everyone's right. They gonna stand up and see you brutalize them, 'cause that ain't not even a dog. We've got to fight for our right, 'cause our nice time is right. We've got to move out of Babylon. Yeah. Beware of evil men, destruction on their mind, but they can't conquer I and I.
Davis there with Beware of Evil Men, which has just been reissued on 7-inch vinyl alongside a second cut called A Victory Gift, which is credited to the New Gay Lads, and both of those are well worth seeking out from your favourite reggae retailer, and trust me, your turntable will thank you for it.
Lord of mercy.
But now, before I run out of time, let's have one more tune that was produced by the late Ozzie Hibbert. And possibly his greatest achievement was a 1977 recording session he held with Gregory Isaacs, which resulted in the Mr. Isaacs album. And up until that point, Gregory's albums, like Extra Classic, had generally been a collection of previously released singles. But the rhythm tracks on Mr. Isaacs were all recorded at Channel One, and then in one long extended session voiced by Gregory at Joe Gibbs' studio. And although a couple of the tunes then did appear on 7-inch single, like Slave Master and Handcuff, the most influential song on the album, for some reason, remained purely an album track, as I'm talking about Storm, whose rhythm has been the inspiration for countless versions down the years on such dancehall classics as Tapazuki's Oh Lord, Tristan Palmer's Spliftail, and Pincher's Bandolero. But for me, it will always be the Ozzie Hibbert produced original, which will remain one of the greatest pieces of music ever released, even if it never came out on 7-inch single, as this is Sweet Gregory Isaacs with Storm.
This station, rock the nation, sound
vibration.
Right now we the maca, I tell you, we the maca.
Gregory Isaacs there with Storm, which is taken from his Mr. Isaacs album and was produced by the late Ozzy Hibbert and originally came out on Ozzy's Earthquake label in Jamaica and the DEB label here in the UK, and has since been reissued replete with bonus tracks on the Blood and Fire label in 2001. And as for Ozzy, well, he continued producing and releasing new music right through the 1980s and into the 90s, some of which have recently seen reissue on the Goldshop record label and are also well worth checking out. But sadly, at the age of 61, Ozzy passed away on the 1st of July. And although he may not have had as high a profile as many of his contemporaries, his behind-the-scenes studio work as a musician and producer and engineer was hugely influential and resulted in many classic recordings down the years. But that is all I've got time for today, so as always, let me thank you for tuning in, and I hope you've enjoyed the tunes. And if you did, then you can hear more at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can join me every Friday for the live show from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.